Good morning and welcome to another Lighthouse podcast. I'm Pastor Jeff Glenn and I get the privilege of reading with you some scripture and going over a little bit of encouragement today. So we'll pray as we open. Father God, thank you again for the day that you've made and the encouragement that comes from your word, even from these tough passages, Lord. So we thank you and we love your word, and so we expect to meet you here in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, so I like to think of reading the Word, doing these quick devotions as a meeting time with the Lord. This is, you know, His Word to us, and sometimes these passages or stories seem a little tough, but once we break them down, then they become a little more encouraging. Last week we had a one-off from the high school retreat, which was a great time, but today we get back into Philippians. And we're going to be here in chapter 2 as Paul continues to encourage the believers at Philippi. And by extension, as I've said, you know, we read the scripture as it was written to us because it's God's word and it provides for us the same encouragement that it did to the original people. But it was written to believers and we are believers, so we get the same encouragement. So let's pick up here in chapter 2, the first four verses. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interest of others. We see here, this begins with a therefore, and so we know we need to look to see previously what has happened. And we remember from a few weeks ago that Paul was encouraging believers that they were actually granted, in verse 29, it has been granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. And so then when we read here in this first verse of chapter 2, where this word consolation, depending on the translation, the word here is a consolation, sometimes comfort. But if we consider the modern connotation to the word consolation, we can kind of think of maybe like a consolation prize. And the definition of a consolation prize is a prize given to a competitor who narrowly fails to win or who finishes last. And so we have this negative connotation to the word consolation. And considering the previous verse here where Paul encourages us that we've been granted to suffer, we can quickly think of this suffering then it must be some kind of disadvantage to us. And then perhaps we can think that, well, maybe we're not getting all that we could get. I mean, is suffering really living our best life now? And I think that's where we get a little sideways in our thinking, that our lives certainly, they're important. And we're each born with a purpose, and we each have value, and our lives are meant to be for something. We are individually created for a reason, and so we don't want to overlook that part. But however, it doesn't exclude us from suffering in this life, and certainly it doesn't exclude the Christian for suffering for his or her faith and for the gospel's sake. So Paul sees it here as a privilege, as well as did the other apostles. We know that they considered it a joy to be considered worthy to suffer for Christ's sake and the sake of the gospel. And so far from suffering being a prize given to a loser, it's a privilege of serving Jesus, and we join with him. So there's we know that Jesus suffered on our behalf, and we see that a believer in Jesus has been granted this privilege of also suffering for his sake and the sake of the gospel. And we certainly see that in the early church with nearly all of the apostles dying for their faith in some way or another. But we also see that in our world today. And we'll talk briefly about that at the end. So it's kind of hard for our earthly ears, to our fleshly ears, to hear that suffering is part of a believer's life. But a closer look at this word, and even seeing what Paul is saying, and as we prayerfully seek God's guidance, we should be able to see the clear spiritual truth behind what Paul is saying. The word consolation in the Greek is paraklesis, which means, it's a big word, but it means a calling near or a summoning, especially for help. It means also encouragement and consolation or comfort or solace, something that affords comfort or refreshment. And it's even used by the rabbis when they were talking about the messianic salvation, the consoler or the comforter that would come to Israel. And so if this word paraklesis sounds familiar, and for you Bible students, it has a similar meaning, the word parakletos, and I know I'm butchering those, but they're the same root word, and that parakletos is used of the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit who's destined to take the place of Christ when he leaves, right? So we know that when Jesus left, he was talking to the apostles, he was saying, it's better that I go because I will send you the helper. So this is that word. This is the word of the help in times when Jesus isn't there. And this is what Paul is saying, is this the same consolation, the same help, the same comfort is with us. And so it gives in this meaning here that after his ascension to the Father, this helper would give them divine strength needed to enable them to undergo the trials and persecution on behalf of the kingdom. And so neither Paul or I take suffering lightly. In fact, I sometimes doubt my own ability to suffer well when persecution comes. And I think we all feel that way sometimes. That's why Paul is addressing this to these believers. He's addressing this concern that suffering is a part of the Christian experience. He's using rhetorical language here by saying, if there is any consolation, if any comfort, if any fellowship, if any affection and mercy. Really, with the use of this rhetoric, he could just as well say, certainly there is consolation in Christ. Certainly there's comfort of love. Certainly there's fellowship of the Spirit. Certainly there is affection and mercy from Christ as we suffer. And so far from questioning these things, Paul's providing assurance that suffering, while it isn't pleasant or something really to be sought out, it's worthwhile to endure when it comes. Because as we suffer with and for Christ in the sake of the gospel, but we can also be comforted by knowing that the thought, not only the thought that Christ sympathizes with us, but his Holy Spirit is with us, empowering us to endure. And so we know that we have brothers and sisters in Christ in the world over who suffer for their faith. And we hear their stories and we hear how they endure through the strength that they didn't know that they possessed, but that they knew came from God. And so be encouraged that God is with you when you are persecuted and when you suffer, and don't be surprised even when that comes, but be strengthened by that fact that the Holy Spirit is in us and with us, and that Christ is certainly there providing us comfort and fellowship of the Spirit. And so let's pray. Father God, thank you for that knowledge, Lord, that when persecution comes, it isn't a negative, Lord. It's part of what's been granted to us to partake in your sufferings, not only to partake of your kingdom, Lord, but also to glorify you and further the gospel. So thank you for that privilege. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great rest of your day.